This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. The U.S. Census projects that by 2050, the Hispanic and Asian populations will both triple. The black population will almost double, while the white population will remain relatively static. As the U.S. becomes more ethnically and racially diverse, there is a need for healthcare systems and providers that can reflect and respond to an increasingly heterogeneous patient base. We'll hear with more on this, and a new local effort to support this idea is Sharon Heward, the Associate Dean of Student and Multicultural Affairs at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Sharon. Thanks for coming in today.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So knowing how to serve people with different values, different health beliefs, different cultural, backgrounds, and different perspectives about health and wellness seems to me to be crucially important at this time with all these demographic changes taking place in the United States. Tell us more about that.
Sure, absolutely. So there's two sides of it. Obviously, there's training for all students and practitioners and so on about how to serve that population, but it's also having students and practitioners and providers from similar backgrounds in the healthcare industry. And that's really what we're looking for and what many schools across the U.S. are looking for as far as training students from diverse backgrounds and being able to then put them, into communities and patient populations where the patients can look back at someone that does look like them, that does represent them.
And the idea being that perhaps promotes what, like more trust perhaps, more compliance on the part of patients, that more understanding perhaps?
Absolutely. Yeah, making a connection. And also students from a rural background or an underrepresented background may be more likely to go back and serve the community where they came from and to be able to give back to that community.
So that's an added value.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So from your standpoint, what have you seen in terms of why there is this underrepresentation of certain populations? I mean, is it poverty? Is it lack of access? What are the factors that play a role in that?
Sure, and actually it's both of those things. I just heard a statistic that 2% of, the highest 2% are the ones that tend to wind up being in medical school. So, if you're not from the top, or if your parents aren't doctors, or if you don't have the ability to learn about health professions or health careers early on in life, if you don't have that guidance, so certainly
access is
huge, but obviously, students taking prep courses and various other things, one school may be having their students go on one track and another school may be having their students go on another track. So certainly rural locations maybe aren't preparing their students as well or having that same drive that someone where the top high school sends their students to the top college, sends their students to the top medical school.
Yeah, so it's really, yeah. What you're saying or suggesting is that a lot of this tracking takes place very early in someone's educational history, and that even that type of tracking can prevent them from even considering or having the sense that they could be or imagine themselves in the role of a healthcare provider.
Absolutely.
At all levels.
Yeah, and that's where pipeline programs come in. They're starting as early as elementary school, and they're sending students that, starting with the STEM programs, science and technology programs in elementary school, and helping those students get through that pipeline to middle school, to high school, to college, and so on, and eventually to come into a health career, hopefully.
So this initiative, mm-hmm. and I want to talk specifically about this initiative that you're a part of here, is an effort to really kind of augment or open the door to or open the experience of healthcare professions to individuals who ordinarily might not have been exposed to that opportunity.
Absolutely, yes.
So tell us about it. What exactly is the program?
Yep.
And then how did it come to be?
Sure. So the program is called Try On a White Coat. And we are looking to reach out to students who have finished their first or second year of college who are in some sort of a pre-health program. They may have thought when they were 4 years old that they wanted to be a doctor, or they may have just somewhere along the line gotten into that pipeline where folks have said, hey, you're strong in science, you're strong in math, and now they're at college and they don't know what they want to do, but they're in some sort of a pre-health program. And we want to bring them here to Upstate for a week in an immersion, have them for a week get to learn about all of our different health professions, our nursing, graduate school, medicine, and of course all of our health professions programs, and be able to be exposed to all of the different programs that we have, and hopefully then be able to have a career goal that relates to, and obviously we would love to have them come to Upstate, but something that relates to healthcare.
So then how did this whole program get started? It hasn't actually begun. You've just won an award to get it started. So tell us about the background.
Sure. So SUNY had offered a diversity and academic excellence grant for $10,000. Myself in multicultural and student affairs with folks in admissions decided to get together and say, what can we do to, you know, expose students early on, and hopefully, again, our goal, obviously, in some ways, is to increase our student population here at Upstate in one of our health programs or our medicine program or graduate school or nursing. So we wanted to write a grant to reach out to other students at other SUNY schools. And one of the things that SUNY had said in their application was, you know, if you can do something collaborating among SUNYs, you know, which is easy to do because so many students from New York State go to a SUNY school and hopefully will stay on and come to an upper level program with us.
And SUNY, for those who may not know, is the State University of New York, which is the overarching organization that basically manages all of the university
programs. Right. And there's 64 colleges through SUNY.
Right.
And some of them are natural feeders for us. Our physical therapy program, we have a program where they start out at Geneseo and they come to us. We have other programs like that with other colleges. But there are some colleges where maybe we aren't getting students, or maybe they're not even realizing they could be from Syracuse and they don't even know what a cardiovascular perfusion is, you know, a student is. So they wouldn't even know that we would have that major.
That kind of programming.
Yeah.
But the idea here is it's not just to attract the general population.
Right.
You're really looking for those underrepresented.
Correct.
And diverse populations.
Correct.
So you won a grant. You won the $10,000
yep.
grant. Wow. And so exactly how is it going to work? And what do you need to do to get this program underway?
Sure. So we have picked the week. It's the first week. I remember the date, but the first week is like May 31st is the week for next year. So we have between now and the end of May to actually go through the whole process.
So 2015, it will actually begin.
Yep. They'll arrive on campus.
If you're just joining us, by the way, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink On Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Sharon Heward. She's the Associate Dean of Student and Multicultural Affairs at Upstate Medical University, and we're talking about a program to basically introduce underserved populations to the possibility of a life as a healthcare provider. So go ahead.
Sure. So what we'll do now, starting in September, is we will be going through our admissions team, we'll be going to all of the different SUNY schools and meeting with health career advisors, meeting with their different advisors to talk about our program, giving them information and talking to them about the types of students that we want to hope to attract to apply. That will happen throughout our whole cycle, which is pretty much the fall where we're doing all of our advertising anyway and meeting with different SUNYs. And then we will have students from these different programs be able to apply, and we'll let them know, yes, we'll accept you. We're going to accept 25 students. They'll arrive here that last week in May, starting in June, right when they get out of college, and we'll have them live right in our brand new residence tower, Geneva Tower. We will have them throughout the week do all kinds of activities with our four different colleges.
So what kinds of things? I saw somewhere that you're going to have lectures, demonstrations, some simulations.
Yeah.
What exactly, I mean, will they have any hands-on opportunities?
Yeah. So we have a MedQuest program that you might have heard about that we bring high school students through our admissions office. And we are taking some of that program because it's been so successful, some of the different hands-on things that they have done. They were able to see the helicopter land. They were able to go to the simulation center. They were able to have lunch with a panel of nurses. So we're taking some of the
same
bigger
concepts.
Pieces from that. The other part that we're doing, though, because the high school program is really just like a quick exposure, and where this is, we really know these students have at least identified that they want to do something in the health career.
So in a way, it's a self-selected group. It's a group that's already indicated some interest,
correct,
what you call pre-health.
Right.
What kind of courses would they be taking
to be
in pre-health?
Taking biology, you know.
So the sciences.
Some science course, and they know they want to do something. And they may be thinking, I want to be a doctor, but they may not realize that there's several other health careers. Or they may be thinking nurse, because that's the first thing that comes to mind when they think of a health career. And again, there's a lot of our programs and health professions that students don't know about. And people don't think about the research side all the time, and we have PhD and graduate programs here. So they'll be hearing from all of our programs and meeting with some of our students. And what we want is to expose them to the health career, but we also selfishly want them to come here. So we want to make that connection with our students and with our admissions staff.
But the idea here is that you're really trying to attract a diverse group of students to both enrich the educational community in the upstate campus, but also to then basically inspire these kids to find some life in a health care provider role.
Right. Hopefully in upstate New York in New York State, yeah.
And remain perhaps in the New York State system.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are there other programs like this that you know of in the country?
There are some programs that are specific to medical and dental. I don't know all the details, but they have a much longer. Ours is a 1-week program, and they may be between like their junior and senior year. That's like a 4 or 6 week program.
Okay, with the same goal in mind.
Then. Probably with the same goal in mind, but maybe a little different process where they're revving them up, giving them some extra education, maybe some more biology classes or some anatomy or something like that to kind of get them where they need to go for school. Where ours is really kind of still the exploration stage, which is why we're targeting students who have finished their first or second year of college.
Would there be some opportunity if somebody came through your program to have another opportunity to return to the upstate campus? Is that something you've thought about?
You know,
in terms
what
of a follow-up?
I think it would probably, well, so for, I always thought you meant for a return the second year, but as far as following up with us, that's the other thing that I think is unique about our program. We will have them each assigned to an admissions advisor so that when they go back to their campus through the rest of their career, and it doesn't matter so much if they're coming here, but we've agreed that we'll continue to advise them
and mentor them in some way.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of, just in the little bit of time we have left, what careers specifically would people be exposed to? Obviously, medicine and nursing being two most prominent.
Yep.
Give us a smattering.
We have respiratory therapy here. We have physical therapy, which is a very popular program. We have MPH, Masters in Public Health, which people may or may not have ever heard about. We have a new PA program here at Upstate.
Physician Assistant Program.
Yeah, and I think people may not even know Upstate has that program. And then there's other programs like cardiovascular perfusion that people may not even know what that person does or have heard of that career, and then all of the sonography and imaging and so on. So there's a lot of excellent programs.
Yeah. A lot of technical types, if you're a technical kind of person.
Absolutely.
A lot of technical kinds of things to learn as well.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sharon, so much for coming in and sharing all this with us. Excuse me. My guest has been Sharon Heward, the Associate Dean of Student and Multicultural Affairs at Upstate Medical University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.